We here at Sports Best Friends acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the traditional custodians of the land, water and sky throughout Australia on which we record. We recognise their strength, diversity, resilience and deep connection to country. We pay our respects to elders of the past, present and future as they hold the memories, knowledge and spirit of Australia. Hello and welcome to Sports Best Friends NRL. Tip-O-Matic, and podcast it this week is all by myself.
It will be unbelievable, and I think it probably will be a dream that we're chasing, and I just hope we go good.
Hugo Big T in his office, forlorn because he couldn't get Mario in time. I mean, I didn't ask Mario. Mario, I know that. And you're sitting there seething. You're going to have to hear me talk to myself again, and I didn't give you a call-up. But, of course, Odin hit me with the sad news that his beautiful littlest bunny got sick. He had to jump out and jump home to look after her. So this is all very crazy organized again. I mean, anytime he's ever pulled out late, it is late, I promise you. It's not like he's giving me 3 days heads up and I'm ignoring you or crying into a flat white, but I and not wanting anyone to look at me while I cry. But no, it is legit. Late pullouts, absolute stitch ups. I had such a great weekend. Smashed Pokemon Go for anyone cares. I had a big weekend on the go. There was a global event I dominated. Also, the Bowman District wrapped itself up over the weekend. I got a chance to do the line on the grand final at Leichhardt Oval in the evening. Which was great when it had Leichhardt Juniors versus Bondi United, maybe. That was a great game. The first half, it was 6-6. And then the second half, it must have been 6-0, 6-6. And then Juniors blew them out in the second half. I think it was 42-0, 42-6, something like that. Anyway, it was incredible. And Bronson, can't remember his last name, plays for the Juniors. And he's incredible, can offload, which was great to watch. It's also just great to watch those teams, or like those players still run around. I think that was maybe one of my favourite bits about it. I've tried to look it up, like a great Bronson Harrison. Is that a person? Should probably look up his photo. I really need a producer. But he was a beast, yeah, Bronson Harrison, 100%. He still plays for the Juniors, he's an absolute beast. Non-stop offloads. He's probably, actually Twitter will tell me, the internet will tell me he's 37, fucking hell. And dominating. Oh, sorry, my shouting is just that he's playing A grade, probably 70, 80 minutes. I don't think he got subbed off. Beast in defence, and this is what my beautiful dad came and watched the grand final, and not because he cared about the teams, just to support the referees. He came and watched me, and he and I both agreed after the game, but Juniors came up with some incredible defence straight up. Like anyone who drifted a little bit across the field just got swallowed immediately, just constant oohs. Everyone got driven back. And I assumed that that was just them trying to set a bit of a tone early, but in the back end of the game, all of that energy will be gone. The defence will, there'll be some space for the Bondi United to finally exploit. It didn't happen. If anything, the defence got more harsh. Bondi was not running in pairs, running one outs, and just looked like they'd lost. By the second half, they got two quick tries scored against them. It was 16 or 18-0. And as a adjudication staff, we were saying, Bondi's come back from this before. It happened 2 weeks ago. Stay in this. They're still in this. Stay in this. But they didn't. Juniors blew them out. So it was a great evening of football because everyone was extremely well behaved. The coaching staff from Bondi United came over immediately and didn't blame us, blame themselves and their team. Juniors were all very lovely. Everyone running the place was great. The fans were great. Oh my God. Juniors fans had these incredible Southeast Island style drums. I want to say Tongan, but I don't want to be culturally insensitive. Just constant the whole game. It was such a vibe. So that was incredible. The whole evening, perfect weather for it. Leichhardt was putting on an absolute show, and obviously going into the change rooms, warming up, Leichhardt 2, walking around at studs, you know, in the areas where no one's allowed to go, just so good, so great. Highly recommend anyone come and be a referee. Come and do it in the Bowman District as well. Anyone who knows old school rugby league Twitter would know Hey Sam Warden, and he's got family that's now involved in it. They're all loving it. Being a referee is great, particularly in the Balmain District. I'll look, tell them Big T sent you. I'll look after you. We'll have an excellent time. Can't get to Balmain District. Do it in your own district. It's a great way to watch football. It's the best spot on the field to watch football.
Anybody watched a series of rugby league games, they'd never go back to watching Union or AFL or soccer.
Now, more than just my ridiculous life of junior rugby league, there are some important games happening. First, this Thursday, I do have O'Dean's tips, and of course, we've got the nephews tipping soon. But this Thursday, game of the round, probably. Other than Western Man, I can't think of a bigger game that's happening. Or maybe the sandwich bet might be bigger. Oh, no, sorry. Roosters Rabbits is probably bigger. One of the biggest games around, Storm and Broncos. Going to be great to see where they both are at. You'd imagine it's Broncos. O'Dean's got Broncos. Storm look good enough to be in the top six at a stretch. At their peak, they're probably still top four. At their worst, they're probably scraping the eight. Broncos, though, their worst looks like they're third and their best looks like they're first. So Broncos to win that one. It could be a touch of a blowout. And by blowout, I mean a Melbourne Storm blowout, like 14 points. 20 points to 6 is my... I'm not sure why I'm doing a score prediction, but that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking close, and then Broncos put on a few cheeky ones. Maybe it's because I saw them do that on the weekend, but I saw Broncos do, the Storm do that too. Friday night, your mighty West Tigers are in Four Pines Park to beat Flap City. Understandably, O'Dean's tipping Flap City. I am going to go to that game and I'm excited about it. It was going to be ceremonial where we handed Luke Brooks over to Manly in the last round and then he got to play, but of course his injury is not playing. While we're here talking about Manly, can we really quickly talk about DCE, who was having an absolute game the other day, but him getting that new bloke on to take that conversion right at the end was such an incredible thing for him to do. The guy's got a great name. I'm not going to try and read it now because one, it's not in front of me, and two, I feel like if I do it by memory, I'm going to sound inappropriate. But it's his first game. He hasn't scored a point. They're up by whatever. It's 40 to 28 or whatever they beat the Dogs by. And he gets him to convert it from on the front. Fuck, please, come on. Bronson Harris also got to convert a try during their grand final win to him. I don't know if it's his last game or just he's been the backbone of that team for so long they gave it to him. But either way, DCE, everyone is allowed to hate him because he comes off really weird and just not what people expect out of a normal cliche rugby league person. But he's genuine, he's lovely, and he's a fantastic person to spend some time with. And he showed that day. Some people might think, oh, look at this, he's just trying to be, whatever, he's trying to get some virtual signaling or something. No. He's a team guy who would have thought, you know what, it would be a great thing for this kid, this to happen. And I'm so glad he did it. Which was why it'll be so great to see us beat them at home on Friday night. Rabbits, Feet fans versus Chicken Chow Money. O'Dean's obviously taken the Feet fans. I think I'm going to tip Chicken Chow. We made a promise that we wouldn't sandwich bet our own teams. And so O'Dean and I can't sandwich bet this one. But I think the Roosters take this in a close one. Hopefully it's a great game, but looking at how the Rabbits are tracking and how the Roosters are tracking, you'd think this is a meeting point where one keeps going up and the other one keeps going down. I am a Rabbits fan before I'm a Roosters fan, so personally I'd like to see the Rabbits win, but I'm trying to get some tipping points here, team, and so I'm tipping Chicken Chow. Fins up versus, yeah, the Waz. If you are not tipping the Waz at the moment, then you're an absolute fuckhead and you should have a look in the mirror, unless you're a Dolphins fan, then obviously tip your own team. But you should be on the Waz. I'm talking to you, rugby league fan. Everyone's on the Waz. Have a look at the goddamn signs that their incredible fans are putting up and just fall in love with that movement. And if that's not enough, just spend 30 seconds staring at a picture of Sean Johnson smiling, preferably with his shirt off, this season, and then realize that you're deeply and madly in love with him. Cows versus Panthers. This should be a big game if the Cows were as good as they are, but who knows what the Cows are. They're a torch. They're on and off all the time. Obviously, Panthers to win. They need to bounce back after last week looking like shit. Dragons and Knights. Fuck me. Aren't Newey an absolute time at the moment? Bronze for Johns is singing, gleaming in the sun. It's a party up there. You can almost hear the noise from down here in Sydney. The that city... deserves this, that fan base, as much as the Warriors need this, the Knights need this. And I just want, more than anything else, except for maybe the NRLW Tigers to make it to the finals, the second thing I want more than the NRLW team making the finals is a Knights-Warriors grand final. Can you fucking imagine? The neutrals just reach arounds everywhere. Cannot lose. Oh, and the crowd? Fuck me. That would be incredible, that grand final crowd. Because obviously the neutrals would love it, but there are 1,000 million New Zealanders already in Sydney. Plus, they'd fly over here with their incredible signs. Newey loves a bus down. Oh, my God. God, I hope that happens. Daly M, please, if you're listening. And I know you at Daly Messenger, the ghost of Daly Messenger, definitely listens. Because why wouldn't they? Titans versus Bulldogs. This was a weird one for me. This is where our sandwich bets were on. We're on a Sunday. It's either going to be Titans and Dogs or Clap or Old Gill. So originally I wasn't sure. Originally I was tipping Titans but was up in the air with Titans or Dogs. Titans looked better on the weekends, but Dogs still scored 28 points. Just let in a million. So I wasn't sure. I also had Knights and Sharks were also a difficult one. Odin's taking Titans and Raiders. I've taken Titans now and I think Sharks, because I put it out to Twitter and wanted them to let me know what they were thinking, which way I should go. And it's been, with a vote, I just said, trying to work out the sandwich bet, which one's more likely, Sharks beat Raiders or Dogs beat Titans? I really got laughed at, essentially. Over 100 people voted, it's 88% Sharks, 12% Dogs. I'm assuming that's because I have that many people who follow the Dogs on my thing. And also, so many Raider fans. This is the difference. I think that 12% are Doggies fans, but then also they're Raiders fans because the Raiders. So many of the Raiders fans are sure that the Sharks will beat them, which is a lulz for me. So anyway, I've tipped the Sharks on that. That's our sandwich bet is Raiders Sharks. I'm now 3-2. I had the Knights over the Sharks last weekend. Old Boys Day in Newcastle. Always felt pretty good about it, but you never can get a handle on the Sharks, that's for sure. Let's go to the NRLW because it's all heating up there. I knew we weren't going to beat, everyone knew that we weren't going to beat the Roosters. It was a shame that we had to sit there and watch Eastern Suburbs beat us for however many minutes that was. They played 70 minutes, it was 150 minutes in total of just constant losing. But I thought, and I also know that probably Parramatta will beat us when that comes about. The difference is I just really assumed that we would get the Dubs in the other one. So, like, I definitely thought we'd beat the Cows, and we essentially beat the Dragons. We had a British win against the Dragons. So those two wins would have us in the top four, and then we would take the Eels against the Roosters, beat the Titans and Broncos, and then take the L against the Knights before going into the final series. Now, we're a touch out of the ladder. And for the rest of the season, I see us beating Titans next. I know they're third, but they're definitely doable. I also see us beating the Broncos. I know they're fifth, but they're also doable. So, and then after that, we've got to take on the Knights, which will be really hard by then. Now, we needed the momentum of beating the Dragons and the Cows to go into losing against the Roosters. We didn't, so now we have four losses on the trot, and that's going to be a shit vibe to take into the Titans game. I don't know enough about actually winning to know if you need a vibe to win more games. I'm not that much of a winner in life. I just constantly win. I'm never taking L, so I don't really know much about vibes. Sharks jumped us, Broncos jumped us because we took that L. So with a win, we would go up to fifth, tied with the Broncos, and our for and against I think would mean that we would end up being better off, depending on how much we beat the Titans by. We obviously need the Broncos to take an L, and then we beat the Broncos, so we overlap them there. Also, the Raiders take more L's, and then we also take over them. Because we'd be beating the Titans, we'd also be in a tussle around there. So there's still a real chance, two more wins, two more losses. I mean, it does mean that we end up with a negative for and against, or like, no. What's that called? Form? No, negative, whatever. But we I think that's enough points to get us in. You only need, I don't know how many you need. Everyone knows those things except for me. I don't seem to get it. We've blown out in the odds, which is really scary for me. Obviously, the Roosters to win the whole thing is paying $1.70. So your money's on Roosters, maybe Knights. And if the Knights can go deep into that finals, why the boys are going to the finals, well, fucking hell, that city's going to be incredible. I don't know why the Titans are paying $10. I understand why the Broncos are making a bit of a charge, but us at $67 is excellent value. I'd love to know what we are to make the finals. That would be a good bet too. But anyway, don't gamble. Gambling's silly. Mine was more theoretical. Gamble a sandwich, team. Find a friend that you want to have lunch with. Bet with them. Find a Thursday lunch that you can spend with them. And put it all on Tiggs for the finals.
I'm no expert. I just love the game. But more than that, I love the community. If you're a fan of rugby league or the NRL, you'll love Big T's Tees. Unique, affordable, and made for fans. Find a link to the online store in the show notes below. You'd look good in one of Big T's Tees.
Oh, before we go into football or anything else, hey, your boy Big T has put two new shirts out and they're so fucking cool. I know not all of you are West Tigers fans. I know not all of you are women's rugby league fans. And I know that's a huge shame for you in your life. You need to look in the mirror and tell yourself, well, I should probably be a Tigers fan. I should probably be, at the very least, an NRLW Tigers fan. And because of that, you now have a chance to redeem your life choices and come around, because I've got a Saratoga Tukey and an Ebony Pryor shirt. They've just come out. They're joining the Bovete Welsh shirt that I've got. $5 from each of those sales goes to the West Tigers Foundation. It's a great charity that helps people and whatnot, kids and such. If you need more information, get around it. But get on to Mayor Inc., Big T's Tees through Mayor Inc. Get yourself a tee. Maybe for Father's Day, whatever you need to do, good running shirt, basketball t-shirt, pajama shirt, if you're looking to get laid, get one of these tees. You'd look good in one of Big T's tees. Here's your chance.
Plants it in the Rugby League Garden of Eden.
Hi, I'm Ali.
And I'm Lulu.
And this is Lulu and Ali's Footy Tipping. What round is it, Lulu?
Round 27.
Correct. First game. Broncos and Storms.
Oh, this was a tough one, but I gotta go with Broncos. They were good very well.
I agree. Next one, Sea Eagles and Tigers.
Tigers.
Next one, Rabbitohs and Roosters.
Roosters, they're better odds.
Oh, but more people have tipped Rabbitohs.
Yeah, but the head-to-head says otherwise, and Rabbitohs haven't been going very well.
Okay. Next one, Warriors and Dolphins.
Ooh. Warriors.
Yeah. Panthers and Cowboys.
Panthers.
I agree.
Yeah.
Dragons and Knights.
Knights.
Yeah. Next one, Titans and Bulldogs.
Ooh. Hmm. I gotta go with Titans.
And what do you think the margin?
8.
Okay. And last one is Sharks and Raiders.
Sharks.
Yeah, no questions.
Yeah.
And that's it for this week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
What if you're big, you gotta play big.
Well, brother-in-law's brother-in-law definitely listens. He messages me incessantly, even though he's overseas, about his breakfast footballs where he gets to wake up, watch his teams beat the Tigers, and then he goes and spends a great day in the rest of the UK. And also, no, Mario listens just to hear all the times that Odin doesn't do it and then Mario doesn't get the call. So sorry about that, gentlemen. You had to listen to me, or essentially you. I mean, brother-in-law's brother-in-law has to sit next to me often at dinner time and just hear me vomit all of my ideas anyway. So he just gets to hear it now in Ireland. By the time we do next episode, Father's Day in Australia will already be in. So if you're an Australian and you have a father or are a father or just have a dad vibe about someone, maybe you look up, maybe you're a coach or something like that, you've got some dad energy about someone, maybe it's a fur baby or whatever, Love you, respect you, keep that up, King. And I hope that all the people who you do that for reward you or show you some kind of love, respect, and acknowledgement on the day. If not, just remember that Big T gave it to you in this app. Get around good people on the socials. We'll talk to you next time, Sports Best Friends.
We wouldn't have got that win without your support. We heard you cheering the whole 60 minutes, and we bloody love yous.
Sports Best Friends would like to thank you for listening right to the end. You are our kind of people. Find other great sports podcasts in our family by subscribing. And remember, social media isn't a bad place. You just need to follow the right people.